Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Three-time Grammy Award-winning band Maroon 5 is coming to the Xcel Energy Center as part of its new national tour. Following the release of the band's new album on August 15th, the band will appear at the X on October 29th. This will be Maroon 5's sixth appearance at the arena, but the first since 2018. Tickets for the general public go on sale this Friday, June 27th at 10 a.m. There's partisan reaction from Minnesota's congressional delegation to the U.S. airstrikes against nuclear facilities in Iran. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
DFL Congresswoman Angie Craig said the president's unilateral decision to launch direct airstrikes and threaten a wider open-ended war in the Middle East without congressional debate or authorization puts American and allied troops and civilians at risk. Republican Congressman Pete Stauber said President Trump's decision to surgically remove this threat was decisive leadership with the power of our extraordinary military force. He says this is peace through strength. Brent Palm, MNN.
Anglers in Minnesota are excited about what a year-long bass fishing season might bring. Peter Perovich is the president of the group Minnesota Bass Nation.
I think it's good for the sport. The bass habitat and the species itself, both small and largemouth, are doing very well in Minnesota. Just encourage people to take advantage of it, have fun with it, practice conservation.
The continuous season will go into effect next year after being passed into law during the legislative session. And a local fundraiser for Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, who were shot several times in their Champlin home last weekend, has reached $220,000. The couple was part of only one of the politically motivated shootings that day by suspect 57-year-old Vance Belther, who then fatally shot Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Yvette, an education professional at Fernbrook Elementary in Maple Grove, was released from the hospital Thursday after the attack. The school's parent-teacher organization started a fundraiser for the two with a goal of $5,000, which has long since been reached. Belther faces 6 federal charges and 4 state charges. This is MNN. The Salvation Army has deployed several teams of disaster response workers to Bemidji following Friday's storms that caused widespread damage. As many as 8 relief workers, along with 3 mobile feeding trucks, are now in the area providing food, water, and cleanup kits. Besides the Twin Cities, Salvation Army workers have arrived from Duluth, Brainerd, and International Falls to assist. The American Institute of Architects Minnesota wants Minnesotans to send in stories about their favorite buildings in the state and what they mean to them. Spokesperson Ann Mayhew.
We're looking for people to define to themselves, like, what makes a building significant to them. And it's very personal. So it could be a design that inspires you. But for a lot of people, it's their memories and what's happened in that building and how that made them feel.
Mayhew says the online collection has 40 to 50 entries so far, all unedited. And explosions were heard in Qatar Monday as witnesses reported seeing missiles over the country, according to the AP. Iranian state media announced an operation launching missile attacks against U.S. air bases in Qatar. CBS News reports that about 10,000 American troops are based there and sheltering in place.